Will English, the language itself, English as you and me speak it, will English become the standard or only or main programming language in the future? That's an interesting question, I think, and I have that question, or I want to talk about it, because yesterday evening I stumbled across a tweet or a post, I guess, on X, which contains a quote from the Cursor CEO, Michael Truell, which he made in a podcast. So of course I'll link the tweet and the podcast episode below. But in that podcast, he said, "It looks like a world where you have a representation of logic of your software that looks more like English. You can imagine kind of an evolution of programming language towards pseudocode. You have written down the logic of the software and you can edit that at a high level. It won't be impenetrable millions of lines of code. It'll instead be something that's much terser and easier to understand and easier to navigate." That's what he said in that podcast. And that's interesting, I think. Now, clearly, I say that in all these episodes, AI has an impact on programming. I use AI a lot. I use Cursor. I let Cursor generate code. And I think it's great for doing that, especially if we're talking about boilerplate code, if I'm building MVPs, mockups, if we're talking about front-end code. And with that, I primarily mean like the actual HTML or JSX code. It's also great, by the way, if you, for example, want to build something you haven't built before, if you want to interact with the Canvas API, if you want to add animations and you haven't done that in a while or maybe never before. The code you generate might not be the best possible because you don't know anything about it, you can't judge it, but it's great for quickly getting things to work. And then, depending on what you're building, you can always choose to dive a bit deeper, understand what was actually written for you, and optimize it as needed, tweak it as needed, or just take it as is if you're just building like an MVP or a prototype or something like that. So it's great. I use AI for coding. Let me be very clear about that. And that's just the agentic coding, the code generation. The tab completion is another very useful tool which I use all the time. But this post or the quote by the Cursor CEO is about something different. This, at least as I understand it, is about programming as a whole and the idea that we shift away from programming languages like JavaScript, TypeScript, C Sharp, C++, Rust, whatever, towards just English. English as we speak it. And I don't think that's necessarily what will happen. And I absolutely am sure that that's not what I want to happen. And here's why. English, or any language for that matter, that we speak is not great for programming. It's super noisy, lossy, it's not precise at all. If we would invent programming today, we would probably again end up with programming languages the way we have them. Now, of course, we can use the language we speak to get an AI to generate code as an intermediate step. But that also has its downsides, its problems. It clearly has. I'm not sure about you. I certainly found myself in situations where I sometimes would have been faster to just write the code myself instead of telling an LLM to do it for me and then arguing with it back and forth to tweak that code until it looks somewhat the way I wanted it to look. I've been there. You've probably been there. This is a great example for why the language as we speak it is not the language we want to use for programming. It's not super precise. As humans, we are not good at being very precise. Sometimes we lack the way of or the words to describe what we want to do exactly. Sometimes we don't know yet, whatever. And of course, you need to have a plan when writing code the old way too, but it's a lot less noisy or lossy. You have to be very precise there, and there's nothing random about it. And that's, of course, all something we want to have when we build software. We want to be able to be precise. We don't want it to be random. And we don't want to trust a computer to hopefully understand what we want it to do. We want to be 100% sure it's about to do what we want it to do. And these are all things programming languages, the way we had them and we still have them, give us. Now imagine software programs being written in a human-like language. So the way I talk here, imagine this would be the code you read or you work with when working with or working on a program. It's not great. I don't think it's easier to navigate or understand. It's way more to read, first of all. I mean, if you read code, if you know how to write code, obviously, it's not hard to read or understand in most cases. Now, obviously, there are code snippets, there are algorithms, there are things in your code which might not be easy to grasp at first, especially if you don't have a lot of experience with it. And by the way, AI can be pretty good at explaining such code snippets or algorithms to you. So another great use case for AI. Obviously, we have situations like this, but if you know what you're doing, if you're working on a code base on a or with a programming language you know to write and read, it's, in my experience, typically not that hard to quickly go through the code and understand what it's doing. It would be much harder to go through an essay of human written native language, of which I would have to parse and understand and hopefully filter out the important details. So I absolutely see and am convinced that AI will be an important part of programming and that generating code with AI will be an important part. I just don't see the language we send to the AI being the final step we want to work with exclusively. I see it as an intermediate step, something it is today too. And of course, there are situations, especially for people that don't know how to write code, where AI unlocks capabilities that haven't been there before. I totally recognize that. And I'm not saying that you can't build software with AI without knowing how to write code. It just might be buggy or insecure or in other ways problematic software, but it may also just be fine for some use cases. So I'm not saying that this is all not the case. I'm just saying English or any language is not the way I want to write or read code. I absolutely see AI as a tool that can make it easier to reason about code, to understand code, and to generate parts of that code. I don't argue about that. As another side note, obviously there is another problem with this idea of English being the programming language of the future. Not everybody in the world speaks English, and you absolutely have to be and had to be proficient in English in order to properly learn to code, because all these programming languages we have obviously also use English, and all the documentation you have to go through uses English. But there is a huge difference between learning a programming language with its syntax, with its couple of keywords and rules, and being able to read and understand documentation, which you could also translate, also with help of AI if you needed to. So of doing that, and of using English as the main language to describe software or to describe your code and that being your code. There is a huge difference there. And of course, you could now argue, well, large language models can also generate German or Italian or whatever other language, and you would be right. But even if we leave aside quality problems that could exist because there's a larger training corpus of data for English, even if we leave that aside and we assume that they are perfect at generating German and so on, even if we leave that aside, what's better? A world in which we all use standardized programming languages, which are the same to everyone, which only use a couple of important keywords, which you have to understand in the end. So yes, it's English, but it's not hard to learn from that perspective. Or a world where every country has a broad mixture of code bases, some in German, some in English, what's better, right? So that's another problem I have with this. Now, obviously, just to be very clear, Cursor is an amazing tool, and its CEO is probably really just talking about using language, English, whatever, as an intermediate step for generating code, so the way we use it today. But if we would think of a future where we don't really see the generated code anymore, maybe, and Cursor 2.0 is kind of going into that direction with that agent view where we don't see a lot of the code by default. If we think of such a world, I'm not convinced that that's necessarily the future. Now, obviously, I might be wrong. Obviously, I might have misunderstood what he meant there. All possible. These are just my two cents on the topic in general, no matter if he meant it like this or not. And as always, I'm of course interested in learning what you think of that. What's the future of programming in your opinion?